This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, gearing up and continuing to move towards Texans, Chiefs. It is going to be at Arrowhead Field, the GEHA Stadium. I think that's how they do it out there in Kansas City. And as we like to do, we go behind enemy lines, get a feel for what that other team is bringing. And no voice would be better to talk about talk on this conversation than your former co-host, John Lopez. He's the host of First Things First on FS1 and the host of the podcast What's Right with Nick Wright. His name is Nick Wright. Nick, what's happening, man?
What's up, everybody? Thanks for having me back on. How are you guys? Johnny, great to hear from you as always, my dear friend.
Absolutely, man. Hey, you know, I'm going to start here because I saw you posting about what's, you know, the YouTube post, the podcast you're going to have here or had already. What you said it's on the brink. On the brink of what with the Chiefs right now?
Well, I mean, missing the playoffs. I mean, you know, the team that has played in 7 consecutive conference finals and has made 5 of the last 6 Super Bowls, including 3 straight, if they lose Sunday, even if they win out the rest of the way, they're not even a coin flip to make the playoffs.
Well, what I was thinking is like on the brink of maybe making some significant changes, decisions with the makeup of this squad.
No, I mean I don't know what you would change. No, they have the best quarterback ever to live. They have one of the 3 or 4 best coaches ever to live, and would missing the playoffs make them take a hard look at some of the, you know, the parts of the staff, maybe? Like, you know, you got to answer some hard questions if you have a team that can win the Super Bowl and you miss the postseason. But no, I don't think that there would be any seismic or systemic changes. I also think that, listen, there has only been one team in the history of the league to have a run anything close to that. It was the Patriots, and theirs was 8 years. This is 7. And so that for everyone else, you know, like it has caught up to the Lions after 2 years of doing nothing. Mm-hmm. It seems to have caught up to the Ravens after 5 years of, you know, not really doing much. And I'm not even certain if it's full on caught up to the Chiefs or it's, you know, a little bit of bad luck, bad timing, some misplays, and that's how you end up 6-6. But if they lose Sunday, the season is mostly over. Yes, they could, you know, theoretically make the playoffs at 10-7. First of all, it'd be hard to believe they're going to get to 10-7 if you lose a gotta-have-it game to the Broncos, Cowboys, and Texans all within the span of a month. And 10-7, there's a lot of scenarios 10 and 7 doesn't get them in because they wouldn't have the tiebreaker with Houston, for example. They don't have the tiebreaker with Jacksonville. They don't have the tiebreaker right now with the Chargers. Like, those are all really problematic things.
We're talking to Nick right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. And you mentioned one of the things I really wanted to get to, because all the underlying or many of the underlying metrics would point to this Kansas City Chiefs team being largely the same as last year, just being deeply unlucky. Like you, and you kind of talked about that. What to your eye has factored in that's made them, you know, less likely to finish the job this year than they had last year?
Yeah, listen, the underlying metrics don't say they're as good as last year's team. They say they are far better than last year's team, which is why, in large part, I think the allegedly smart football metrics are not that smart. I think that there is more of a science to knowing how to win football games and executing in key spots than the metrics allow for. Like, last year's Chiefs team was considered lucky and not quite that good. They were 17-1 in games Patrick Mahomes started heading into that Super Bowl, and it was not just good fortune and good bounces. This year's Chiefs team does have gaudy metrics, but the fact of the matter is this, that they simply cannot get off the field on third and long, and that has cost them three games already this year. There have been three times this season they trailed entering the fourth quarter. Patrick led a comeback and took the lead, and they lost the game anyway. Over the last 3 years prior to this one, the Chiefs were first, second, or third when they blitzed at stopping the opponent, sacking the opponent, or pressuring the opponent. First, second, or third in the NFL over that three-year stretch. This year, in those three categories when they blitzed, they are either second to last or third to last in all three categories. Over the last 3 years, they were third in the NFL on getting off the field on third and long. This year, they're the second worst in the NFL on getting off the field on third and long. You add that to what was the first 6 weeks of the season, a very injured or suspended receiving core, and that's how you get here. So, like, that's what's happened. And now we enter this Texans game where the left tackle got his wrist broken by a teammate on a fluke play during the Cowboys game on Sunday. The right tackle has a hurt tricep, and the right guard has a hurt ankle. The left tackle is definitively out. We'll see on Trey Smith, the guard, and Juwan Taylor, the right tackle. But if there is not a single team in the league, The Texans would be my last draft pick of teams to play if I'm going to be missing both tackles.
Yeah.
And so injuries happen in the NFL. That's why you want a margin of error, but the Chiefs don't have one.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because you talked about third and long and not getting off the field. You know, to the Chiefs, you know, the check mark to the Chiefs is the Texans are not really great on third and long. And so clearly, you know, it comes down to the matchup. You mentioned the matchup with the Texans defense. The matchup with the Chiefs defense versus the Texans offense has got to be the biggest thing on first and second down.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, I think that it will be very disappointing if the Chiefs defense can't find a way to really impact this game. I told you all those, you know, jarring and surprising stats. They have the sixth fewest sacks in football, the fourth fewest forced turnovers. But this Texans offense has been, I think, mediocre would be kind, mm-hmm. for the last 2 years. And, you know, obviously these two teams played late last season and then in the playoffs, and the Texans offense was unable to do anything of substance in those games. So I know right now I sound maybe fatalistic about the Chiefs. Everything I said stands, and what's also true is this. If they beat the Texans and then next week go beat the Chargers, I'll probably believe they're going to win the AFC because the AFC is that wide open. They're the only team, you know, the Ravens are a mess. The Bills are the team that you worry about, but the Bills, you know, in the playoffs have never beaten the Chiefs, and everyone else has a young or unproven quarterback. The Texans are scary. But if the Chiefs beat the Texans, it becomes very difficult to see how the Texans are making the playoffs because the Chiefs would have that tiebreaker against them. So I've never seen a conference like the AFC this year where it feels to me, John, like you could credibly make the case for eight teams that could win the conference this late in the season.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that. And so if the Chiefs get in, then I think they, you know, they will by definition be red hot because they will have either just won five straight or four out of five. But getting in is going to be hard, and the Chiefs injury report this week is what to watch for, because if they are starting Wanya Morris at left tackle, then Will Anderson could, you know, Patrick is going to have his work cut out for him in the game. I'll say that.
Yeah, we're talking to Nick right here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. He'll have his work cut out, but he's been absolutely phenomenal, especially. Even more so than usual when he extends these plays. Like, I know that our listenership will roll our eyes, but I kind of wanted to give you an opportunity to just how good has Patrick Mahomes been this year? Because I don't know whether it's fatigue that's gotten us to this place or just because, you know, we're out here looking at Drake May or whatever, but it feels like he's not been as much a conversation point.
Well, listen, people, yeah. And I mean, when you're 6-6, that happens. I get that. But 57 million people watched him on Thanksgiving, and we're kind of reminded, oh yeah, this guy's the greatest to ever do it. And the fact that I think it's fair to even say very good year. I do not think he's not having a better year than Stafford. He's not having a better year than Drake May. And one could argue he's not having a better year than Dak Prescott. That's all fine. That end of it, you know, who's having the best season is a different conversation than who is the best quarterback. And deep down, everybody knows who the best quarterback in the NFL is. And I understand that, you know, Josh Allen is phenomenal, and Josh Allen is allowed to have outwardly just really bad games, the types of which Patrick almost never has. And we forget about it, and then he has a 6-touchdown game, and he's the most unique quarterback to ever play the position. I get that. It feels like people are finally, you know, breaking their fever of Lamar Jackson, in part because of his play the last month. And listen, Burrow's amazing, but Burrow's health has been a concern. Those have been, along with Patrick, the four best quarterbacks in football for the last half decade. Well, you know, Stafford is making a late charge, and obviously Drake May has been great, but there is the only reason right now anyone is afraid of this Chiefs team right now is because of Patrick, because they don't run the ball well. The offensive line is injured, and I told you the problems with the defense. Now, they have a history of figuring those things out and playing their best ball in the playoffs, but playing your best ball in the playoffs doesn't matter if you miss the playoffs, and that's what they're staring at if they lose to you guys on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, we've called it sort of a statement win if the Texans can get it. You're talking Definitely. About them in the playoffs. I wanted to get the perspective on what you're seeing. You've been here. You've seen this team. I think this is the best defense I've ever seen from the Texans.
Oh, I mean, with respect to J.J. Watt, I don't even think it's a question.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is watching this team week in, week out, where it almost feels like it does not matter what the offense does. The defense is going to consistently put them in position. You're going to see the cut to D'Amico doing that, like, two-arm down flex on the sideline, fired up. I mean, it's been awesome to watch. D'Amico is, you know, wildly likable. Danelle Hunter is probably one of the more historically underrated guys. It's like, wait, this guy's got, what, 112 sacks?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so he's just been consistently, you know, somewhere better than very good and not quite excellent for a decade in the NFL. Will Anderson's been great. And then, honestly, like, if CJ – I don't know. I can't assign why CJ Stroud has looked nothing like rookie CJ Stroud since his rookie year. But if he can recapture that during the stretch run here, you guys are super dangerous. Like, I think the Colts are about to full-on fall apart. I think it's already started. The Jags deserve credit for being 8-4, and they have a few great wins this year, including over the Chargers, the win over the Chiefs. But Trevor's been, and he's my guy, but he's been so shaky. They feel, and they're pretty injured on their skill position guys, that they are, you know, untrustworthy as well. You guys could be as dangerous as anyone if you can just get B, not even B plus, just B quarterback play. And I just right now don't know if I trust this Texans offense and CJ Stroud to do that.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we're looking to see in this game to some degree. And one of the things that you mentioned a little bit, but I kind of want to circle back to is the Chiefs defensive line has not been great about forcing the issue on opposing quarterbacks. And the place that I'm looking at, I know Karlaftis is not carrying the weight that he probably should, but Chris Jones has been oddly silent except for a few flashes. What have you seen from him and what do you expect from him in this game?
So listen, Karlaftis needs to be way better. They gave him the contract this offseason. He's done mostly nothing all year. It's been one of the bigger disappointments on the team is his play this year. With Chris, it's going to sound like an excuse. I don't mean it to be. I am going to cut Chris Jones some slack in this regard. He is on the other side of 30, and he has played basically seven straight 20-game seasons. And I have been while being double-teamed almost every snap of those 20 games, I have been of the belief that Chris has been, you know, last year and then this year, has been essentially, what's the word? Kind of, you know, making sure he has gas in the tank for the stretch run, which I think is smart. I think if you're an older player that's consistently playing, you know, these extra games, making sure that you can be playing your best ball at the end of the year has been a good strategy. The problem right now is, A, no one else is picking up the slack. B, the stretch run has already started. And C, his, you know, the best of Chris Jones is not quite as good in 2025 as it was in 2022, which is reasonable and to be expected. But an old Bill James quote is, you know, bad teams, I don't think the Chiefs are a bad team, but bad teams have a terrible habit of blaming their best players for their biggest problems. If I were to list problems with the Chiefs defense, Chris Jones would not be one of the first 10 I listed. With that said, he's the highest paid and he needs to make an impact. And one would hope against the Texans' interior offensive line, he can make that type of impact.
Well, you know, Nick, you know how I feel about you, and I do want to mention this because I thought it was funny. You know, I always pick my spots to text you because I know you're obviously incredibly busy and got a lot of irons in the coal, so to speak. So maybe birthday, maybe, you know, a grandkid talk or something like that. But you texted me, and it just warmed my heart, a picture of you on a boat with a with a pile of fish, including mahi, and I'm like, mission accomplished. Mission accomplished with Nick.
Great. It was unbelievable. So I won Hank Azaria, who does the voice of a bunch of Simpsons characters, great comedian, great actor. People, if you don't know the name, like, you'd know if you saw him. He and I are pals, and he and I play cards together. And he has a couple different charity poker tournaments a year. And the one last year, I played in and I won, and first prize was like 5 days in a suite at Baja Mar with some stuff included. And so I went down there, but my wife and daughter, it was for 5 days there. I was there for a day and a half because I didn't have the time off from work. And then my wife and daughter were there for the rest of the time. So the day I was there by myself, I was like, I'm just going to go deep sea fishing. I'm going to pay for I'm gonna pay for like the boat as if I'm taking my whole family. So it's just like the crew and me. But I'm just gonna be the only person that shows up. So I went and they're like, where's the rest of your people? I'm like, it's just me, fellas. Let's go. And caught all those damn fish. It was great. I loved it.
That's even more impressive. That's what I would do.
You can't see it right now. Your former co-host is beaming.
Beaming.
Just beaming. Grinning ear to ear.
I can only imagine. Absolutely. It's great to talk to you guys.
Nick, man, we appreciate your time. And I'm just learning today that your former co-host, did not take to when you tried to get him to watch The Wire. So I'll pick up the duty and try and get him to appreciate it here soon.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck with that. It's great talking to you guys.
Have a good one, Nick. Man. There he goes. Nick Wright, host of First Things First on FS1 and What's Right with Nick Wright. It doesn't sound like he believes this will be a scrimmage by any means this time.
Not this time.
There you go. All right.
Not this time.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's do our Lunchtime Confessions presented by the Men's Clinic. We'll do that on Sports Radio 610.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.